This is Paul Smith interviewing Susan Peterson for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. The interview is taking place at Susan's home and studio in Carefree, Arizona, on Monday, March 1st, 2004. This is disc one, and our first emphasis will be on Susan's formative years. Susan, when and where were you born? And it would be good to reflect on your early days, your family, and your upbringing.
Okay, Paul. Do you want me to tell you my name again, my whole name?
Yes.
Susan Annette Harnley Peterson - Schwarz, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z. Which I never use, you know. I've been Susan Peterson for a long time. So, I was born July 21st, 1925, in McPherson, Kansas. My parents were both from McPherson, Kansas, but my father was principal of a high school in Grand Island, Nebraska, which of course gave him free summers and other holidays. So they always returned back to what they called home in McPherson, Kansas. So I was born in McPherson, Kansas because it was a summer holiday. My parents and all my family on both sides were Dunkard Brethren, Amish Mennonite kind of people. So that I grew up with a lot of long beards and black hats and little bonnets and the accoutrement that went with those kind of people. And I had, even my great-grandmother, who was over 100 years old, I had grandparents on both sides and great-grandparents on both sides, and a lot of relatives, because Mennonites had a lot of children, generally. My mother was one of nine children, all of which were brothers except for her. So that she grew up on a ranch in western Kansas, and when she was ready to go to high school, her father decided she needed to be near a more urban town, so he moved the family to McPherson. He became the first Ford dealer in Kansas, and my mother had the first Ford car in Kansas, and she went to the academy, McPherson College, of which my grandfather was president. McPherson College was a Dunkard Brethren school, and it had an academy, a high school with it, so my mother went to that as well. She was a painter. She became a painter early in her life. When she was 16, she went on a train to Chicago Art Institute. I really never thought enough about my mother. My mother had Parkinson's the last 10 years of her life, and when I really should have been asking her questions about her life, I couldn't ask anymore. So that I really failed to get all the information. She went to Chicago Art Institute as a young woman and came back and went to McPherson College, graduated in 1923 when she and my father were married that year. And my father had been a mathematics major, and he had taken a mathematics master's degree at KU. He wanted to be a mathematician, but he finally decided he wasn't smart enough to be a really good mathematician. So he decided to become an educator instead, and he enrolled at Columbia to take his PhD he began the summer that they were married, 1923. So he went to Columbia because that's where John Dewey and Alfred North Whitehead and Lewis Terman. They were all three there, and they were creating a great new philosophy of education. So my father went there to study and intended to take his degree every summer at Columbia. But as it turned out, he only went that one summer because Whitehead and Terman moved to Stanford. And my father felt that they were the two most important, even though Dewey was the articulator of so-called progressive education. Daddy said he generally came to school in his top hat from having had a long night out on the town, and he wasn't always so articulate in the lectures. So my father liked Terman and Whitehead better, and he went to California, to Stanford.